Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about all the things in The Binding of Isaac. You know how this works. Come on, this is like episode 600-something, I think. Although the counting on the episodes is weird because we switched from 4 a week to 1 a week, but they're longer. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by insert intro joke here, Gary Butterfield.
And Gary Butterfield here. I'm here to let you know that we've been blazing through these monsters, and it is time to slow down.
Gary, do you feel like we've been maybe going a little too fast with the monsters?
And too furious.
Okay. Yeah. And Furiosa in theaters soon. Oh,
thank goodness. I can watch that.
Yeah. I'm so excited to once again be massively out of pace on a movie by only thinking it's okay.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome back.
Yeah. To that feeling. I remember watching Mad Max Fury Road and being like, oh, good. I'm in touch with other human beings because I'm going to like this fun, completely meaningless action movie. And then walking out of the theater and just like everyone was screaming and doing religious poses.
On fire and like,
yeah, there was a lot of self-immolation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the car tipping was excessive.
Yeah. It was like somebody won a basketball game.
It was a lot like our very own Portland Trail Blazers.
To the Trail Blizzards.
I don't know if I was living in Portland when it happened. Probably. I don't think that movie's that old.
Legitimate question for you.
Gary, I love a legitimate question.
Possibly tying together two Will data points into a constellation, but I'm asking you if it's a constellation.
Not one of your bastard questions where we don't know who the father is.
Yeah, no. This question was conceived in wedlock.
This question is not baseborn. We will not call this question John question mark.
Yeah, I don't know what the Portland bastard name would be. Like John Smoothie.
Uh-huh.
Are you just not a big fan of like, so I think that along with John Wick 1 when that came out, part of the reason why that had a big reaction was because they were very, very competent, practical effect, you know, filled action movies at a time where there was kind of a dearth of them.
Sure.
And I think that's why they move the needle. Is that something that you are either not feeling the need for as much, like not feeling the fatigue for as much, or just not that interested in?
I mean, Gary, I love a competently made, practically shot action movie more than just about anybody. I love it so much. John Wick is a boring movie is the big problem there. The first John Wick is dull.
Okay.
No one ends up in a knife museum. No one is bitten by a dog. There are three really well executed action scenes in it. And then a lot of Willem Dafoe and Keanu Reeves not knowing who their characters are yet.
Okay.
And I find it overly, it doesn't have that little sense of, I feel like the later John Wicks maybe make fun of John Wick a little bit for how sad he is about his wife dying.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I mean, though. That's what I'm saying is in the absence of other things. Like, I understand what it's missing compared to the other entries.
But I also don't think the action in the original John Wick is that good. Having watched it relatively recently, I was like, oh, this is compared to John Wick 2, even the way like the shooting is shot is a lot less interesting to me.
It's not there.
Yeah.
And then
Mad Max Fury Road, I was just like, I don't know. I don't care about a single one of those characters even a tiny little bit. Okay. Is the big issue there. Like, what am I going to do? Care about Mad Max? What am I going to do? Care about Nicholas Holt? Get out of here.
I mean, I can't care about Nicholas Holt. So I'm with you.
Gary,
with
I don't know
one.
Why you're trying to make me care about Nicholas Holt. He's got...
He's beast.
He eats the spray paint and he yells random meme nonsense.
I'm somebody who is very enchanted by both of those movies. So
you love
this
the random meme nonsense so much.
I do love it. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just
Gary, it's okay. I'm just mounting my defenses against the psychic attack you are launching on me.
All I have in my life is a series of sextants in which I try to chart a course destination will. It is a whole
boys, set a course for adventure.
Yeah, I'm setting a course for adventure nonstop every Monday from noon to one, basically trying to check the star charts to see if I can get into the land of Will.
And like, again, Gary, here's the thing about Mad Max Fury Road is I liked Mad Max Fury Road a lot. Yeah. I just didn't name my kid Immortan Joe afterward.
You should have, though.
I did not leave that movie going, I have been transformed by the competently made car movie where like I was like, oh my God, the bullet farmer. This is so good. That was me. Yeah. I was the one clapping at the concept of the bullet farmer. I just wasn't rending my flesh.
Yeah, you think it's good but overrated. I
don't care how it's rated. I'm just saying I was out of step.
You were saying you weren't rending your flesh. You think that was an inappropriate reaction. Not inappropriate.
On my
part. You did not have that reaction.
On my part, it was an inappropriate reaction.
Oh, okay.
I'm broken, Gary, and I like to note when I'm broken.
I don't think you're broken. I just think you didn't
like the
movie as
much. If I wasn't broken, why didn't I like the movie enough?
It's fine, man.
Yeah. Okay, are you admitting it? Are you fucking admitting the movie's only fine?
No. God damn it. Imagine me at the steering wheel. I've got the sextant.
No.
I've got Squee.
Can't
and
make
I'm
me
just
wait, who's Squee?
Huh? Cool. And then I'm rapidly
wait,
moving
Shmi?
The wheel.
Do you mean Shmi?
Yeah.
You call him Squee?
Yeah.
You say it's Captain Hook and his adorable little buddy Squee?
Yeah, Squee.
Hey, Mr. Squee, let's go find that crocodile.
So, Captain Hook is to Smee as Smee is to Squee. Squee is like a smaller version of Smee that assists him.
Even cuter. Each cuter than the last.
It's a Russian nesting squeeze.
So if Smee is Bob Hoskins, then yep. who is Squee?
Bobby Hoskins, the smaller Bob Hoskins.
What if it's Charles Adler, voice of Roger Rabbit?
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Or Charles Martinet.
And
also
and
a Mario.
Ignis.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading about the Who Framed Roger Rabbit books.
Uh-huh.
There it is. It's fascinating that they made that, you know, he made that book, that Who Censored Roger Rabbit. And then the movie came out, and then he just wrote two competing sequels with the movie
that
have nothing to do with his book.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Because the other thing that people do, like, there's definitely examples where the movie came out, and then the author, like, just, like, Michael Crichton did this with Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. The movie came out, and he was like, fuck, people really like Jeff Goldblum. Guess he didn't die, because he didn't die in the first one.
Yep. That movie.
I think that's a more cowardly path.
I think so, too.
Dead coward Michael Crichton.
Which way the wind is, giant coward, but also which way the wind is blowing. Yeah. Don't call him a coward too loudly, though, or he's going to raise our village.
He is very dead, Gary.
Gary,
did you not know Michael Crichton was dead?
I keep forgetting Michael Crichton is dead.
I know. Every day I have to read.
Crichton is dead. Ding, ding, ding.
I wake up every morning
so
and I just.
Dead. I keep hanging around waiting for Michael. Ooh. That's
okay.
All right.
It's done.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, I enjoyed every second of it, but I was just like
encore. All right.
I keep forgetting Michael Crichton is dead.
I keep waiting around for Michael. Ooh.
I keep asking myself if it'd be funnier if I knew the song you were doing, but I don't think so.
Nobody knows that fucking song.
Great. Oh, good. I was, I was like, a song I don't know.
If you're a Guppy listener and you recognize that, please let me know.
Yeah. Send it to @Cole on Blue Sky.
Yeah. At whatever the Blue Sky thing. @Cole @co-host.
Cole I don't know how to do Blue Sky addresses.
Yeah. I don't like how the addresses work either. What were you saying before I started? Oh, Michael Crichton, the giant who's going to raise our village.
I mean, we can go back a little further back. You were talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
no,
before
that,
we were talking about why I didn't like Mad Max Fury Road as much as you did.
Yeah. So if Michael Crichton ever comes back to life, we are fucked, is basically.
Oh,
we've been talking about shit, and the 12-foot skeleton in real life will absolutely kick our houses down.
We have been talking a lot of shit. Gary, do you remember that week of episodes where all we talked about was how shitty Sphere was?
Can you imagine if Ron Williams came back to life and haunted your ass? It's it's coming.
Could probably take him.
You could certainly take him. He's short.
Gary, I would watch a movie about someone being haunted by Robin Williams' ghost, the ghost portrayed by AI.
That'd be an exceedingly annoying movie. An exceedingly annoying ghost.
Yeah, late night with the irritating man.
Yeah, he'd be like played by French Stewart or something.
Nope, AI.
AI. With the voice of AI and the charm of French Stewart combined, we would have the ghost.
Gary, we got to be real careful about French Stewart stuff. That is McElroy territory.
Ah, fuck. Sorry, is he dead?
Man. No. Is he not tall? Yet.
Okay.
He might be tall. He's got tall hair.
I've never seen him next to somebody who I know is normal height. So he could also be a giant. There are ogres amongst us. So you have to be careful. Like,
I think John Lithgow is very tall.
Yeah. John Lithgow is one of the ogre people up there.
At some point, Gary, you were captaining a boat with your little man, Smee, in order to somehow
I'm charting
chart
a
my
course
essence.
On the constellation of Will data points.
Uh-huh.
Just to try to figure out Will. Just journey to the center of the Will. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's no center, Gary. It's just a hollow black hole where coffee and bad opinions go.
I listened to your Retronauts. You did a great job.
Oh.
My little boy grew up. I love it.
That's a lot of framing to.
Okay.
No, the framing. The framing is, like, I appreciate the compliment, but we can both acknowledge that the framing was question mark adjacent.
Yeah, I was just trying to, but my framing was a joke. I was hiding a real opinion in a jokey phrase.
Gary, thank you for listening to the podcast Retronauts and liking the episode that I was on.
Sincerely, I think you did a good job. I think people should listen to it.
I don't make any jokes in it. I don't think. I might make like one joke.
You make a couple jokes in it. Like you make funny jokes in it. Like
I made a couple jokes and it seemed like it wasn't a jokes room. So I stopped doing the jokes.
It wasn't a jokes room, but I really appreciate you making the jokes. You know?
I'm making the jokes.
It's great. It's a really good episode. I'm a patron of those guys, you know, I'm friends with them and it's one of the longest podcasts I've ever listened to. My confession is I don't listen to most episodes because a lot of times they're talking about stuff I either know too well or I'm not interested in. So it's good.
We hit that sweet spot. The Final Fantasy game that no one has played.
Yeah. That I do not know and am interested in purely for haterade reasons.
And you know no one has played it because Bob Mackey talks for a long time at the start about how he couldn't find anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah, his 10th and 11th choices on the podcast.
Yeah.
Laugh out loud moment.
An amazing introduction to guesting on a podcast I've been checking in on periodically for like 15 years.
Did you have video on in that call?
We did, yes.
Okay, I'm imagining your face during that. I had a lot of fun,
Gary,
thinking of
that. I got a poker face.
No, I know. Your poker face. Joker 2. Coming soon.
I'm sorry, Gary. Do you mean Joker Folie à Deux?
I do, but I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Me either. I said it wrong, I think, probably.
I no one would know.
I said it confidently.
Yeah, you said it. You did say it confidently. God,
Gary,
you're cruising through these fucking monsters.
Yeah, it's 14 minutes on the clock. Reminder, we're in Monster Blitz, where we go through every monster in the Binding of Isaac and say at least a sentence about it.
Yeah, and we're trying to slow down.
Yeah, one of my favorite bits is to count how many monsters we've done in an episode.
Yeah. Challenge yourself by counting them in Roman numerals this time.
Yeah.
Do them in Roman numerals.
Well, there's no zero in Roman numerals, Gary.
Oh, okay. No, that we've done so far for the entire Blitz.
Oh, no, I meant just today's episode. I think it's funnier that we've done zero so far today.
Yeah, but I want to hear how far you can go in Roman numerals.
I mean, as far as you want me to go.
Really?
All right. Gary, you have... Listener...
I've awakened the beast.
Put this one in the Gary column. I XII, XIII, XIV, XV, XVI, XVII, XVIII, IXX. XX. XXI. XXII. XXIII. XXIV. XXV. XXVI. XXVII. XXVIII. IXXX. XXX. XXXX. I. No, Gary, I fucked it up. I said 41 just then. Never mind. 40, I'm
you
sorry.
Start 10.
Yeah.
Start over.
Now, Gary, we did. I did stop before I had to remember whether D or L was 50. I think L is 50.
I think L is 40. I think.
It's not. It's no? Absolutely not. They go in fives.
Okay. Well, the reason why I thought maybe it was that because I one of my buddies has a tattoo of the number 42 because of Douglas Adams reasons.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's in Roman numerals. I think it has an L in there.
It does have an L in there. It's XLII.
Ah, I see.
Because it's 10 before 50 and then 2.
Okay.
Who's this friend?
Greg.
What kind of weird is Greg?
Old weird. Like, I've known him since I was in fourth grade. Real weird. He's got, the weird Douglas Adams thing, and then a weird, like, he doesn't really, he's not religious, but he has this, like, mania for the iconography that is wrapped up in, like, a bunch of head stuff, and this, his words, not mine, like, he would say this, so he's got a bunch of, like, real strange religious tattoos on him.
Okay.
He's also incredibly fecund. My man has so many kids. Just absolutely potent seed. Like at any given time, it is not surprising if he's expecting another kid.
Okay.
And there are a lot of kids going on there.
Yeah. Greg seems like a character.
Yeah, he's certainly a character. He was going to come to my wedding, but then he said, it's a standing rule that somebody else's wedding is not my fucking vacation. And I was like, you know what? I respect that. I appreciate that. You only get one vacation a year. You don't want to spend it. You want to go out with your family, your infinite, your ever-growing super family?
Yeah.
I respect it.
I didn't get a tattoo to commemorate the first woman I ever really loved dying. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I could get one to commemorate my shared love of Douglas Adams and Roman numerals.
What if you got your shared love of the Hitchhiker's Guide text adventure, though?
I do have a lot of affection. I was literally reading about it today, as I often am, because of TV tropes. I've never beat
really
that
interesting.
Thing, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, same. Like, I also have never beaten it. It's
great game
really
to read
obnoxious,
about.
But really fun to read about. Like, super fun to read about. You should get the entire text of it tattooed on your back. Like, Prison Break.
Gary, you know what I've been thinking about right
Prison
now?
Break, is season 4, is Zork.
Yeah, Zork. I shouldn't talk about this, because you're just going to tell me not to talk about it, because it's spoilers for a recent game. But have you read anything about Dragon's Dogma 2's Dragon's Plague?
Only that people are mad about it.
They're mad about it.
It won't hurt my feelings if you talk about that like a mechanic thing. Like, okay. I will probably play that at some point, but I'm not in a rush.
60 seconds on the clock. Everybody jump ahead if you don't want to hear about this.
Yes. Imagine we talked about the Globin.
Yeah, but we will actually have to talk about the Globin. So 60 seconds from now. Okay, so it's a disease that your pawns can get, either by getting grabbed by dragons in a fight or by getting it from other pawns that you, like, hire.
Okay.
If you let it progress and you, like, miss the signs, when you go to sleep at the inn, your pawn nukes the town.
Well, that's really interesting.
Permadeaths the entire town, including the biggest city in the game, full of quest givers.
That
and you
is
get
the,
a screen saying, if you were more observant, this wouldn't have happened.
That's the most interesting thing I've heard about that game so far.
Yeah, I didn't hit it in my review play. I got the plague at one point, but the pawn died. So it wasn't... And that you can like do stuff to deal with it. But it's insane. It's one of the craziest pieces of game design I've ever heard.
That's really wild. No, that sounds interesting to me.
Like, yeah, I don't want to experience it, but I sure do like it. Okay, that's 60 seconds probably.
All right. What does the Globin do?
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. They charge at Isaac. They're red bloody Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
That are dead. The big thing with these guys is they're tanky already, and then when they die, they turn into piles of goo which can regenerate.
Yes. You have to hit the piles of goo. This is really difficult because these guys will spawn in, like, multiples.
Yeah, usually 3 or 4 of them at a time.
And while one of them is goo, the other ones are still chasing you.
So you are, you're very unlikely. So when they come back from dying, they tend to have lower max health.
I was just about to say, like, I don't know for sure that that's true, but it feels like it is, that they go down really quick afterwards. And I think that their goo phase also gets fewer hit points.
Yeah. So what often happens is you will, like, shoot one, it turns into goo, and then you try to hit it, but its fellows are running towards you and blocking the shots. So you're kind of just, like, milling through several of them, which isn't that bad in a room where there aren't other enemies and where there aren't, like, obstacles, because these guys move pretty fast, too.
Yeah, but not nearly as fast as the gazing globins.
Mm-hmm, who are cute.
Who are cute and move, like, three times as fast.
Gary, I'm going to make a wild assertion that eyes make things cuter.
Things without eyes are less cute. Like, I would generally agree with that.
Okay, good.
Giving something an eye is a way to make it cute, even if you just put it on anything.
Yeah, there's a whole industry based on that exact concept, Gary.
Every time I take a shower, I wait for my window to fog up, and I draw a perfect ba-bomb on my window in the fog. I've been doing it for like 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
And it does not become cute until I add the eyes, and it becomes the cutest thing in the world. I'm getting really good.
Has your wife commented on this yet?
They're not there by the time she gets there. It's ephemeral, beautiful art that just fades.
Oh, it's just for you?
It's just for me. Yeah.
So you're making art just for you?
Yeah. I write poetry for myself. It is it's in the fog, so it disappears as soon as it dries out in there. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Art is to be shared via podcast. The Max Fun Drive currently going.
Jeez.
I don't know. It might actually not be. This one's
put that in
a
fucking
delay.
Can.
What?
It's nothing.
Look, if you're going to mention French Stewart, you got to give the McElroy some money, buddy.
I am not giving them a fucking dollar.
I'll have my donation and put your name on it.
No. I'm going to donate to evil charities in their name.
Gary, name a couple of evil charities for me.
Hamas. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Guppy has finally made a statement on the cause of conflict. Great.
You were waiting for it, listeners.
Yep. Everyone's been just like, which side are they on? What do they think? What do they think about Jonathan Glazer's Oscar statement?
I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I loved him in Delocated. I know that's not the same guy.
Could be.
It could be.
He was wearing a mask in that. Don't know what he looks like.
Yeah. You know what? Fair. Y'all got jammed. There's also the Denk Globin.
So we didn't say the Gazing Globin moves faster.
Much faster. Like three times as fast. Makes him harder. The Denk Globin. This one is a leader.
Man, I'm Denk.
He's super Denk. Super Denk.
Fucking the wiki. Sometimes the fandom, just the little video right now, it's the honest trailers for Coming to America.
Oh, which means the new one or the old one?
I think it's the old one.
Okay.
It's every now and then there'll be some nude women in it. So gotta go ahead and
there were some boobs in Coming to America.
But I'm saying, like, in the little honest trailers, there are some women who aren't wearing clothes, but they do have black bars over their you know, scandalous parts, the parts that society hates.
Yes.
I'm a feminist.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, say it a little louder for the people in the back.
Gary, what's Denk Globin do, man?
So he's later. He does a full heart of damage. And when he becomes a pile of goo, he creates a spider. And leaves this puddle of slowing black creep.
A little bit more problems, basically. Yep. But by the time you're meeting this guy, your DPS is probably high enough to not make him a problem.
I'm also going to say, I don't care about slowing creep in this game. It's very rare that it does anything to me. Like, I like using it against my enemies.
Yeah.
But it's very rare that I care about it for me.
God, your enemies list just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It's really huge. It overlaps with Nixon's a lot. And it's like Nixon 2X.
Gary, give me one name that is on your enemies list and Nixon's enemies list.
Oh, Deep Throat.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
You mean the X-Files character, though, right?
Yeah, very much the X-Files character. That guy's got to go.
Gary, you like that? I don't want to tell me if I'm encroaching. You like that X-Men 97?
I really liked it. Good. I loved it. Really, really happy. It felt like a miracle. Like, it's just like, oh, like, this is actually really good. Beautiful. Really liked it.
You know what happens in the third episode?
No.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to watch it. Me and Jeremy are going to talk about it. Liv watched it. Liv loved it. I decided to watch her two. We watched two episodes of the old series.
Uh-huh.
To cure up, but I know Liv, so I wasn't trying to find like serious ones. I was trying to find really goofy ones.
Sure.
And boy, if you want just like a couple low cards, we watched the one about Gambit's family, about his ex-wife, the Externals. That's real weird. And then We Wish You a Morlock Christmas, which is one of my favorite episodes of anything in the world. It is a ludicrous cartoon.
It sounds like a really good cartoon that, Gary, you strongly recommend everyone watch.
I do. I certainly do.
Gary, I was going to do a Josh Groban joke at some point for all these Globins, but then I realized I don't know a single the only Josh Groban song I know is Your Body is a Wonderland, and he didn't do that.
They're all called shit like You Lift Me Up. Like, yeah, it's all called stuff like that.
Is he the modern version of contemporary Christian artist Carmen?
He is, except he's not Christian. He's like contemporary
people up.
Christian style artist, but without actually making Christian music. I think he's married to, is he married to Kat? No. That's Andrew WK. Is that guy married to Kat Denning? But no, that's Andrew WK. Somebody cool is married to Josh Groban, but I can't remember who.
Gary, I mean, let's take a minute and find out who I'm going to ask Google.
We should
who
slow
Josh
down.
Groban. Yeah, it's a surefire way. Who Josh Groban married? Oh, married. Two. Let's see. I don't think Josh Groban's married, bud.
No. Yeah, I imagine this. I think he was dating somebody. Let's look at his dating history.
Sure. He's currently dating Natalie McQueen. What is this show we're doing right now, Gary? Because it's not the one I signed on for.
He was dating Selma Blair for a while.
Okay.
And dating Katy Perry. That's what I think I was thinking of. And he date Kat Denning. I didn't imagine that.
He did date Kat Dennings. You did it, man. You remembered it.
Who is one of the one of the hottest ladies of all time.
I do not care to comment on the attractiveness of women with you. That is not a relationship you and I will ever have.
Oh, we have it, though.
No, we really don't.
I've been speaking in code.
Okay, but I'm not going to engage with you on which celebrity women I think are sexy.
Okay, that's fine.
Because
you do you.
A feminist.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Because you're erasing their sexuality. I get it. First wave feminist. I understand.
Gary, Carmen died in 2021. I can't remember if that is before or after we talked about him a lot.
I think it might have been exactly the time.
Day
this
of.
Very night. Yeah, the day of. Oddly enough. I don't know that you didn't get reincarnated that moment.
Sure. Gary, I am on the Carmen, contemporary Christian music artist Carmen's Wikipedia page, and this is a very exciting sentence for me. Can I read it to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Carmen's musical style has been described by Relevant Magazine as operatic, story-driven songs that often centered around cosmic battles between God and Satan, similar to Frank Peretti by way of Meatloaf. And that Meatloaf connection I never made before,
yeah.
But that's it. That's why I love him.
He is, I'm looking at the picture of him on Wikipedia. My man looks like a Sopranos extra. Like, he is stocky. He looks like he's going to go do some enforcing to me.
Yeah, no, he's ready to, you know, really take that witch's invitation. Really get you addicted to Jesus. Now, Gary, Frank Peretti unlocked a new memory for me. He was a Christian author. I absolutely read his big book, This Present Darkness, which is one of several books I read while Christian, about what happens when the rapture hits.
Is it good?
Gary, I was 12, so it was great. Actually,
scary.
Is this one not a rapture one? I don't think this is a rapture one. I definitely read it, though. I remember the cover.
There are not a whole lot of plots that they got for that stuff. God, Carmen has a lot of albums.
Yeah, Gary.
Yo, kids. Hero stories and songs in the Bible. Yo, kids. Lawrence the Cat, the Beatitudes.
So do you get that joke? Beatitudes?
No.
So the Beatitudes,
Beatitudes.
Are...
Yeah, no, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
But this group is called... And then, of course, Yo, Kids, Volume 2, The Armor of God.
Oh, God. That one's just about a cool armor. And then Yo, Kids, Lawrence the Cat, and the Bible. That one feels like it's a little less imaginative. And the Bible.
Mission 316, which I assume is named after Mission Impossible.
It is. Look at the cover and the font and everything. That's very much so.
What's the lead single? I know we've done that. Like, I need you
He's fascinating. Like,
I need the listeners to understand. There was a year of my life where I basically just listened to this man's Weird Al Yankovic religious songs. God, there's not. Oh wait, this one has
Post-Lamb Jam.
Has the courtroom in it. I think we watched the courtroom.
Oh
video.
Yeah, the courtroom's really good. It comes right between Post-Lamb Jam and Surf Mission. On the track list.
His last album, which was good enough to get its own Wikipedia page, was No Plan B in 2014.
Delightful double meaning there on behalf of this Christian artist here with, I'm sure, very good politics.
The last song on it is just called The Flag.
Yeah, just in general. That's My King / Radically Saved. Oh, man.
He had a song called Jesus Kill Me. Jesus didn't. What?
Peace of the Lord featuring somebody named Hope Loftus.
I mean, Hope Loftus just, I think, might just be a person.
Is that, but that's a real weird, very funny name for a religious singer. Hope Loftus? That sounds fake to me.
Yeah. She's just a blonde lady.
Yeah, she's a worship singer, is her genre.
Is the last name what's throwing you?
The last name and first name together. It just sounds very fake. It sounds like.
Sound a little fake.
Yeah. I can like the Hope Loftus page on Facebook and follow her Twitter and Instagram from this page. Excellent.
I get weird vibes from Andrew WK.
Yeah.
Well, he's like a fairly hardcore Republican.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never pay attention to his politics. I was mostly concerned with his dating life, but we shan't speak of that. I wasn't really concerned with his dating life. I just don't know very much about him.
He's just, I don't know. Anytime anyone's whole vibe is positivity, I assume that they're killing people in quiet.
They might be. Yeah.
Giants. Gary, you want to do a fourth monster today?
We got some time. What time is it?
Oh, we're past the half hour mark.
Yeah, we can do four. What about the Curse Globin?
What about it?
Well, he also chases you. He also does a full heart of damage. And he collapses into two piles of goo.
Yeah, so this can become a problem, Gary.
Yes.
I keep almost calling you John. I only talk to three people who aren't my wife.
Yeah. If you call me John.
I call you John because when I'm on the streams, I'm in performance mode.
Yeah.
And performance Will only talks to two people and he doesn't distinguish them. They're just the target.
Yeah. No, we know. Me and the target. Me and the other target know.
The human target.
Me and the other target have talked. Ooh, Peter Milligan. Me and the other target have talked about it.
I mean, that's possible. You did meet at my wedding. Shit, you might have talked about me. Fuck.
Yeah. No, we stay in touch.
I assume I'm not interesting enough for other people to talk about.
Well, that's very contrary to your career and your performance goals. You know,
Gary, I'm many things. I'm a walking contradiction, but most of all, I want people to know I'm a feminist.
Yeah. Louder in the back. These guys, the little goo piles they turn into, have very few hit points, but they keep splitting. You usually run into these guys when you have high DPS, and I actually find these really satisfying to kill because they explode into a bunch of little guys and you just take them all out really fast.
Yeah, they regenerate really fast too.
Yes. I like this enemy a lot.
Yeah, they swarm up in interesting ways.
Yeah, really good. And then we got the Black Globin, who does a full heart of contact damage, and he throws spiders at you when he takes damage.
Yep. And he splits instead of turning into a little goop pile, he turns into his own head and his own body.
Yep, which we'll talk about later. They're their own monsters.
And then, Gary, we have one that we want to rate our sack.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clickety clack. Radar sack. Don't come back. This is the skeleton one. He walks towards you, turns into a pile of bones, regenerates a few seconds, but his whole gimmick is he only despawns if all of the clickety clacks in the room are killed. So you have to kill them all at once. It's that old gaming chestnut that I always, mostly like. Like you see this trick?
Yeah.
I mostly like this. Yeah, but it shows up a lot.
You know, watch Defender. Defender Watcher.
Yes. Throne Watcher.
Throne Defender.
You know, that, like, you have to take them both out. But it's easier in this than that because they're a better designed boss and or a better designed character, and there aren't as many of them. They don't have as much HP.
And they're not in the Dark Souls 2 engine.
Yes, which or both is... the Dark Souls 2 endgame.
Gary, would you... Do you think Mega Man would be good at going through Dark Souls?
So early on, yes.
Okay.
Ranged attacking is very overpowered early on in every Souls and FromSoft game. And then it would fall off.
Well, but remember, Gary, he's getting new abilities as he kills bosses.
But they're all ranged, just about, other than like the top spin. Like, everything is...
Well, but that's because he's fighting ranged robots in the Mega Man games.
If he would gain... Dark Souls 2... Oh, going to Dark Souls 2, he would just get the boss, like, special weapons?
The whole premise of Mega Man,
Well, there's two different... I wasn't thinking of a fresh Mega Man coming to Dark Souls 2. I was thinking of Mega Man, as we know him, being transported into Dark Souls 2 with Mega Man's powers and abilities.
His most inherent ability is his ability to absorb the attacks of his largest enemies.
So no, I don't think he'd be very good because that would just be boss weapons that have, you know, move arts from the bosses.
See, I don't think it'd be boss weapons. I think it would be because a lot of times you're not getting the exact weapon from the boss. I think you'd get things like Duke Steerfrey's big laser.
That's what I mean. Like, or like not weapons, like the weapon arts, like whatever they called them before they were weapon arts.
Well, I sure didn't call them weapon arts, Gary.
I don't remember the name of them before that. Before Dark Souls 3, the thing that you you could do. Like the special ability, the R2 or L2 ability, when you're two-handing things before that, you would just get those, and those aren't particularly good in Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, welcome to Bonfireside Chat. I'm the other one. We're going to discuss the Mega Man class in Dark Souls 2.
That would be a really fun class, though. Like, get a blue magic class or something like that? Like, somebody who goes through Dark Souls 2 and just gains abilities as you kill things?
I mean, blue magic is almost always a fun thing. The enemy skill materia in Final Fantasy Rebirth is not... You know what they did with it? That you don't absorb attacks you've been hit by. You just do certain missions and add a new attack to the materia, and there's only like six of them.
That's less tedious, but also feels a little bit less magical to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. The fun part of enemy skill is they let you break shit. Yeah, yeah. I hated grinding for them. I hated it being like, oh, I have to go on this beach and fight enough adamantoids, you know, to get big guard. Like, I hated the chore of it, but I liked the feeling of it, if that makes sense.
What if you got what ability would you get from Old Iron King, Gary?
Old Iron King, you know what a cool low key ability to be would be, to dive under the ground and come back other places like a teleport, like that guy.
Oh
does.
Yeah, that would probably break the video game pretty badly.
That'd be pretty cool. You can go clip through walls and shit, speed run, Old Iron King percent.
I'm just saying that Mega Man, I think, would do a good job against Throne Watcher and Throne Defender.
He might do okay job at them specifically. Because they don't have any ranged attacks. He can keep out of range.
He's the fighting robot. Mega Man.
I like Mega Man. He seems like a... How big do you think Mega Man is in real life?
6 foot.
6 foot?
What do you think I'm like way off or which direction?
Tall. I think that he is like 3 foot.
Okay. All right. I mean, you're going off. That's like canonical to Captain N.
Yeah, or like Marvel versus Capcom. Like, I'm going by that kind of stuff. So in real life, like, one of the things about Mega Man that you have to remember is he's just a little guy.
Yeah, but he's slouching is the thing, Gary.
Yeah, Mega Man has horrible posture.
He has such bad posture because he's a...
He defeated Podcast Man and took his power.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a fun idea. A Mega Man game where you start out really strong.
I will
but,
kill all
you
the
only...
Max Fun Network
yeah,
and take all of
no.
their powers.
Gary, no.
No, it's a fun idea. You start really strong, and then you get all of the powers of the Max Fun Network and slowly depower as you take out the podcasters. You know?
Gary, jealousy's a beautiful look on you.
There's no jealousy. What do I have to be jealous of? There's nothing that I have to be jealous of. I'm living my dream job that I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams as a kid. We might buy a house. These are all things that I thought were not possible. I just don't think they're that funny. They can take our powers instead, though, if you want to take it off of Max Fun and make it us.
I would love to find out what Mega Man gets when he kills me, because then I'd be dead, and that's the thing I want.
I'm trying to think of that. He might just grow to tallness as your most prominent feature in actuality, other than your spot. That just might actually make Mega Man grow twice as tall and be 6 foot tall.
Gary, please don't blow up my spot.
I won't. Never will. All right, do we want to move on to a second class of monsters?
Yeah, I think so, Gary. I think given that there's still 20 minutes left on the recording, okay. I would say maybe one more class of monster.
I just don't think we're going to get through the flies. You know, so it's kind of discouraging to start.
But we don't have to, is the thing.
No, we can get through these creeping guys on the ground. Here, like the gas.
And we can, hey Gary, we can even start in on the boom flies, buddy. We don't have to start and end on categories.
It makes them easier to remember, though.
Well, Gary,
I mean, I know we don't have to.
So does writing things down.
Are you going to write it down?
No.
See?
I'm going to try to remember. So say something memorable about it.
I'll try. So
God,
we're not
Gary,
there
there's
yet,
so many fucking. There's so many fucking monsters.
There are a lot of monsters. We are blazing through them. The gas bag here. This is just a little pile of mud and grossness. He summons the army flies. We talked about those. Those are the ones that march in formation, go in a line. And he's surrounded by a ring of toxic gas that'll hurt you if you stand in it too long. A rare application of the poison effect on Isaac.
Yeah, the poison fart effect, yeah.
Yeah, they don't use that very often. There are like multiple gas clouds in this game. One that blows up, but one that'll hurt you if you stand in it for too long. It only shows up in the corpse, I believe. And added in repentance. It's a rare effect. Yeah.
I watched my wife play through the. I haven't gone to the corpse in a long time. Watched my wife play through it last night. A lot of enemies in that area.
Huh? Yeah, I like the corpse. It is a cool zone. I have not played Isaac in a while. I was green mode streaking and then played through Wild Frost and then played through Balatro, which is my current.
Gary, should we do some Balatro jokers in here amongst the monsters?
Probably. Like I have too many serious things to say about these jokers.
Oh boy! I haven't played. You know what? I've been playing Against the Storm again. I really like Against the Storm.
Oh, I would like to check that out. That looks good to me. I like Frostpunk, and that game is such a it's like a Frostpunk thing. It's a roguelike Frostpunk thing that Cole won't play because he doesn't like how it looks, and that's fine. Like everybody has their own aesthetic preferences. But I was just very surprised to hear that because there are so few Frostpunk lights out there, and that game doesn't look like anything to me.
Yeah, like it looks like Warcraft 3 to me, basically. Yeah, it is not a very strongly aesthetic game.
Yeah, exactly. Like it just looks like a video game. Like these are just assets. It would be really easy to wireframe.
It's just a really decent way to spend an hour and then have finished a level.
Yeah. I need to try that. That looks
like
good to me.
You build a little economic engine, and then they're like, yep, you finished. This town will now be destroyed.
I gotta get Cole into that. There's nothing he likes more than building economic engines.
Gary, I think we can do it if we like it. You get him at Milwaukee and I'll get him in his dreams.
Okay. Perfect. A Freddy Tontine.
Freddy got fingered?
Freddy did get fingered. I've heard about going digital, but going digital? Freddy.
Gary, what pranks are you going to do on Cole when you see him in Milwaukee?
Boy, probably lay down in separate rooms and look at our phones. That old prank that we do a lot.
Gary, this seems like a real opportunity. You only see Cole like once a year. This seems like a really good opportunity to do some pranking.
I'm not a big prank guy. You know, you may not have noticed that. I have a hard time coming up with good ideas for pranks. And one thing that is true about me is I'm not a good liar. And a lot of pranks involve like tricking somebody into something.
Gary, I've just been thinking a lot about the impractical jokers, you know?
Yeah.
People love those guys. Like, I wake
up every
morning.
The Constellation Joker, which is really overrated.
Yeah, Gary, that's a Balatro reference. And yes. I agree. It's very, very overrated. But I think a lot about the impractical. Like, I wake up every morning and I check the tracker, right?
Yeah, the where are they now for the impractical jokers?
You need to, because if you don't know where they are, then any situation could be an impractical joker. They're very good, right?
I like it when on Christmas Eve, the news actually breaks to tell me the radar and show me where the impractical jokers are.
Yeah.
For the kids.
And sometimes they're in Russia, and that makes me worried.
Yeah. But, what are they doing? Impractically joking our election?
Exactly. But Gary, you have to wake up every single morning. First thing I do. I say, thank you, God, for another day. Second thing I do, I go on the website, the tracker website, and I just check, is there an Impractical Joker within 50 miles of me? Because if you
they
see
have to
an
register.
Impractical, they do, Gary, because otherwise I'll be out about, I'll see a wallet on the ground, or I'll see a spicy plate of nachos, and I'll think, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. And then you're sitting there chewing on that wallet, and it turns out it's a fake wallet made of chocolate, and you look like a fucking idiot.
Because Big Sal got me again. Big Sal has gotten me four times, and they won't put me on the show any of the times, because as soon as he gets me, I scream, fuck! And they go, we can't use it.
Discord silenced that because it was too loud.
It was me yelling, fuck, buddy.
Okay.
I need you to change your Discord settings to let more of me through.
I don't think I have a setting. But you know, if he does get you a fifth time, you become Little Sal.
That's what I'm worried about, Gary, because I got a lot tied up in this Will Hughes identity.
You seem to love it. What if you were one of the smaller Jokers? What if you were a wee Joker? Gets an extra malt every time you play a two.
Gary, you fucking tell me if you were Big Sal, right?
Yeah. I would certainly tell you. I'm a bad liar, which is something that a good liar would say.
Really? Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but it
Gary,
is,
you gotta fucking tell me if you're an Impractical Joker's joke.
Yeah, no, I would. I'd certainly, yeah. Sure, I'd let you know. Yeah,
this has been basically the Gary Butterfield decade of my life, and if it's all been just Impractical Jokers, I'm really fucked.
That would make me very sad. For something about you that makes me very melancholy. Like if I just like our entire 10-year friendship was just an Impractical Jokers on you. That makes me sad.
Oh man, but you got to check the website because they keep fucking getting me, and then they keep putting me on the show.
You can get an app that will just let you know when they're nearby. You get a notification. Oh, yeah. It's called an Impractical Alert. That pops up. You get a loud text.
Because I want to be on the show, right?
Yeah.
Because they keep getting me, but I can't help it. I just scream, fuck.
And then they're like,
can't use it. Can't use it.
Can't use it. This is another joke for nothing. The practice joke. And then they have to do their whole refractory period before they impractically joke somebody else.
And then sometimes I watch the show and I see him do it to another person, the same one that got me. Like, they fall down the manhole and break their leg. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. And that person, for some reason, has amazing self-control and doesn't scream, fuck.
Yeah. And they break their legs. In human waste is where they break their legs as well.
Yeah.
Which makes it worse.
Because it's a compound fracture, Gary. The poop's getting in the bone.
Yeah. That's a... You know what I think about a lot?
Gary.
When it comes to poop... you know how you get
it's a good start to a sentence, man.
Every once in a while, where you wipe your ass too hard or too much, and like you know you have some kind of cut. You know there. How does that ever heal when it's constantly being exposed to shit?
Well, Gary, I don't think we're as susceptible to shit as we like to think we are.
I think you have to be right because I've certainly I've had anal fissure before. Like I have my asshole's bled before.
Anal Fisher Stevens.
Yes. Yes.
He really regrets anal short circuit.
He was in brownface the entire time.
I mean, everybody down there is in brownface.
That was the joke.
Okay. Sorry, Gary. It's okay. I didn't mean it. I had in your hat.
It's okay. But yeah, I think you're right. It's very counterintuitive to think that you can just shit into an open wound and have it be okay. You know, maybe it's sterile like urine. We just don't, they don't advertise it.
I don't know, Gary. You've asked a really good question.
Thank you.
I think probably maybe they put more white blood cells down there, huh?
That would be a good thing.
Because they know it's where the poop is?
That would be smart. That might be the thing that converts me to Carman side with intelligent design. Like if our white blood cells are based around where there's like extra poop, because it needs to be there to fight it off. You know?
Gary, can I confess something to you?
Yeah.
That Impractical Jokers bit I did for my wife yesterday.
Oh. were you just trotting around to see?
I felt like my energy was flagging a little bit, and I thought about a funny thing I'd done yesterday where I just made my wife listen to me ramble conspiracy theories about the Impractical Jokers.
Sure.
And about my deep worries that the Impractical Jokers are following me around.
How would you rate my reaction to it to your wife's?
More engaged, certainly.
Okay. That's, hey, I'll take it. I'll take it. We have one more monster to do today.
I just do improv at home. I have a Gary, I don't know what to do with these characters, man.
You need another outlet.
I might need another outlet because someone needs to meet Beverly Lobstermanos.
Okay. That's a good name.
Which is a character I do who is a, she's a 6 foot tall lobster who works as a dental hygienist.
Okay. I like, lobsters would be great dental hygienists. Like they're always picking things up with their little claws and stuff.
Gary, do you want to talk to Beverly Lobstermanos for a minute?
Let me see what time it is.
15 minutes on the
clock. Okay, we got 10 minutes. Yeah, bring out Beverly.
Hello, I'm Beverly Lobstermanos, and yes, before you ask, I'm single and a 6 foot tall lobster.
You speak really well for a lobster.
That's an incredibly insulting thing to say to anyone as the first thing you say to them.
No, I was just very simple.
Am I articulate? Am I your lobster friend now?
Yeah, no, I'm on lots of nitrous. We're at the dentist's office, so I'm, forgive me, my filters are off.
Hey, forgiveness is divine, but I'm a bit of a devil.
Hey,
watch the claws.
Go nuts. Go ahead, get in here, Bubby.
Don't call me Bubby. We're not on that kind of basis.
Well, I'm on so much nitrous right now. Everyone's my Bubby.
You said that. We haven't given you any yet.
No, I took a bunch in the parking lot. Like, it's just, I didn't say anything.
I hate that little coffee stand. That girl in that bikini just keeps giving people nitrous.
Yeah, no. Well, you get to see, like, you go in the bikini coffee stand and you ask for the double-double.
Yeah. And no, that's what I know.
It's a little code that we got worked out.
Yeah. I party.
You party? Hey, do you want, after this, you know, you're single. Do you want, oh shit, I'm not. I'm on nitrous. Oh. I'm on nitrous. But I got some friends. Do you know Riff? Do you want to go and do some nitrous after this?
What? Hold on. Are you outing Riff from Kingdom of Loathing as a nitrous addict?
No. Okay. It's somebody who's single who might want to date a lobster.
Gary, do you not know what a straight man is? Why are you trying to go bigger and weirder than... You fucking asshole. I'm like, oh, I have a character who's a talking lobster. You're like, I can go bigger than that.
I just thought it was funny. Do you know Riff is a funny thing to ask to a talking lobster and hygienist?
I'm just saying, like, I came in with a comic premise, and you're
You know, Will...
What if the number of times you've done that to me
is infinite? There are more times you've done that to me.
Symphony?
There are more times you've done that to me than there are stars in the sky.
Gary, so, I just made a They Might Be Giants reference for you.
I appreciate it.
You just killed Beverly Lobstermanos. Amazing.
And her
she's down in the puggy hole now.
No. I
come to this show with these characters who make me laugh, and then they run into the Thresher.
What did I do? I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe we can reignite Beverly through the Everything to Guppy brand new Playboy Post role-playing mud.
I would get what?
We start a play by post, like a mud online where you play by post, like a message board, and you can be Beverly.
Oh, sure. Like in the John Darnielle book.
Yeah, or like Red Dragon Inn, like the real versions of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, Gary. Oh, what's Cohort do?
Oh, the Cohort it acts very similarly to Monstro, the mini Monstro, you know. Or no, this is the big one. It's a big bloody Monstro.
Yeah, this is the big guy.
Yeah.
This is basically a mini boss.
Yep. Hops towards you and he either can hork a big projectile that splits into 8 projectiles or cough up a burst of monstro style projectiles, but they turn into globin goo and it makes 4 little globin goos upon death.
Basically this is a big jump around guy that then explodes into a ton of monsters.
And he's continuing the tradition of like Grand Falloon. You know, of funny, cool names for a monster that's just actually a bunch of monsters stuck together.
Yeah.
You know, from Castlevania.
Oh. This one, not a Vonnegut reference, best as I know.
No, I don't think Cohort is, you know. Hello, I am Cohort. It's not as catchy and cool of a name. You know, but luckily names never come up on this in terms of the monsters. I didn't know the name of almost any of these.
We should make a mod that pops all the names on.
I'm sure such a thing exists, but what a nightmare for monsters.
Yeah. Probably be pretty bad for the UI, yeah.
If I'm trying to think of how many monsters I knew the name of before we went into this, it's like 5.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's something pretty ridiculous.
Charger, Globin, I knew those.
Yeah, host.
Yeah.
I knew the host, Boomfly.
Boomfly.
Yep. You know, and then, yeah, boy. And then just like Fly and Spider and shit, but like that's not.
Probably could have inferred Red Boomfly if I was really trying.
Yeah, the variants. Yeah, or Drown Boomfly. Like, we could probably figure those out. But, like, those
the variants, like in Deadpool?
Yes. The time variants.
Yeah.
The upcoming Deadpool 3.
Featuring Tom Wamsgans from Succession.
Oh, nice. Who's he play?
I don't know. Some TVA guy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He's all over the trailer.
Ah, I see. Yeah. I still got to watch Loki. Excited. Deadpool 3.
Yeah, that's alright.
What should you haven't seen it. What do you mean that's alright?
I said it looks alright.
Oh, it looks alright. Okay. What should people do if they like this show, Will?
Contemplate Ryan Reynolds for a while. Just like, yeah. Are we? He seems like he needs it really bad, right? Our liking.
He's one of the sweatier performers, I think, in terms of wanting us to like him. And it comes through, you know, like I like those Deadpool movies. I watched those, liked them just fine.
You love to and welcome then, someone to Wrexham.
Well, I haven't watched Welcome to Wrexham. I think Jeremy likes it. I think Jeremy said it was pretty good. But I watched Free Guy for work for Adaptation Decay. And it is one of the sweatiest like performances I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
It brings all of that Ryan Reynolds-ness absolutely to the fore of just like, boy, yeah, this person has a pathological need to be liked or they'll die. It's like Speed, but if we're being liked.
Or Crank.
Crank. If I get fewer than 4,000 likes per minute, I die.
Yeah. Gary, if people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And I want to remind you, Patreon is not meant to be a transactional arrangement. It just means you like what we do and want us to make more of it.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's great. I agree.
I saw people, honest to God, saw people complaining about the Max Fun thing. Made me mad. And I was like, no, this is not supposed to be a transactional thing.
Making fun of you bringing up Max Fun on here? Or breaking fun of Max Fun on... Okay, got you.
Yeah. I saw other people be like, oh, we only get one episode of bonus content? It's like, fuck off. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not what it's about. With you. I'm back on board. I like Max Fun again. You're right.
Right. You can also leave a rating and review like this one left by Red Lion 5 on Podcast Addict. This is a great podcast. Thank you for the hours of super fun moments and the joy you have given my family. My mom has listened for as long as I can remember, which is not very long, but still, this is an amazing podcast. Happy Candle Nights, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, sorry if I spelled that wrong, Happy Hanukkah, and have a good holiday if there are anyone I did not list, because those are the only ones that I know about, Happy New Year. And that was a 5-star review for my brother and me.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Their mom listens as well.
This person's does, yes, I didn't read the next one, which is a 1-star review that says, all brothers but no men, which I think you left.
Oh,
Langton.
What does it say?
Langton.
I don't think I left that. I don't have my iTunes login.
This is Podcast Addict.
I've never logged into Podcast Addict. That's not me, bro.
Okay. I didn't actually think you did. I was just being kind of fun. I think it's fun. From now on, instead of reading Guppy reviews, I'll read My Brother and Me reviews.
Oh, was that a review for My Brother and Me? Or was it
the
from?
The big long one I read, yes, was. That was the joke.
I thought you said it was from My Brother and Me. That was the name of the person who left the review.
No, that was a review of My Brother and Me.
I see.
Read.
Well, now I don't like it again. I'm back against those guys. I'm back full circle. Thank you for bringing me back how I was. Thank you for leaving
also
me.
Also, the All Brothers But No Men. Why would that be a review of us?
I don't know. Like, why are any reviews of us? Like, they don't necessarily make tons of sense every time. Sometimes they're referencing things, but they're things I've forgotten. So I don't
know. Gary, do you want to? Now I feel bad. I thought that'd be a fun bit, but no. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's one from our old pal Barton Funk, and this one is for whatever our show is that isn't My Brother, My Brother and Me. What episode of Retronauts was Will on? I genuinely like to hear what he and Bob have to say about FF16 and that episode's topic, obviously. I sometimes call Guppy the Crawling Podcast and imagine Will and Gary as Elder Gods, 5 out of 5.
I think you read that one last week.
Motherfucker.
But now, your episode's out. Your Retronauts episode is out.
Yeah, it is. Although, so, this is coming out in 2 weeks, so it's been out for a while.
Pre-taped call-in show stuff.
Gary, can you rate how chaotic I was this episode? I feel like it was 2.
Fairly, a 2 out of how many?
No, 2 is in T-O-O.
Fairly chaotic. I'm feeling a little bit bad about shutting down your Beverly.
No, Gary, no. Gary.
I didn't mean to not be a straight man for that. I think that is a funny character. I just thought of jokes and was saying him because in Guppy mode.
Gary, one of the characters I play sometimes on this is... Oh, okay, I was going to give like a thoughtful explanation. Can I tell you what the labels that release all of Carmen's albums are called?
Yes, please.
All right, first one, Cleesus, then 2 on Priority, then 2 on Myrrh, Benson, Sparrow, Benson, Everland, Sparrow, Everland, Sparrow, Everland, Sparrow, Corbin, Alot, Ty Scott, Word, and then 2 on Norway Avenue.
Myrrh.
I love that so much.
No ghost.
Except
for the Holy Ghost.